Following an already challenging year for apple production, the weather will continue to play a major role in yields growers are seeing for 2024. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report, and Steve Lewis, owner of Oakwood Fruit Farm in Richland Center, says that growers across the country are all at different stages of production. He, for example, has had buds break dormancy already this year, marking the earliest that he can ever remember.
We broke buds, probably 2 weeks ago now. Now, the last 2 weeks have been, just the weather what we've needed here now, last week and this week. Cool things down, slow things down. We haven't gotten too cold yet. I don't think we've gotten any damage. We've had a couple nights. We've been really close, but so far we're doing okay.
So that sounds like a silver lining. But what are you worried about then as you're walking through and just looking at your trees?
Well, now that we've broken there, anytime we get above, the low 40s, they're going to, just keep going and maturing, And as we get farther and farther into the stages, they get the critical low temperatures that they can tolerate start to rise. Right now we're probably around that 17, 18 degrees that they can take without damage. We've already had two nights down in the 20s, low 20s, so we're getting really close there. But, right now we're, kind of at what we would call silver tip to green tip stage. As we go just a little bit longer, we'll start to get towards that, when the flowers start to come out, tight cluster and pink and that stages, then we start to get where we can, we need to be 27 and above. We start to get around 28, we start to get some injury. We get to about 25 and we get a lot of injury.
So what's your plan of attack moving forward then?
Really going forward, just going to kind of monitor and see what the long-term forecast is. There are some nutrients that we can give to the tree to try and help them in these stress conditions, but we need the right conditions to get them. Right now they wouldn't do anything because there's not enough leaf out there to absorb those nutrients. But as we get closer to bloom, if we get some more, cooler conditions and some repeated cold spells, we can kind of give them that to try and nurse them through.
You kind of highlighted already the dry soil moisture. So how are you coping with that?
We battled the drought conditions as bad a conditions that I've ever seen in the last 30 years, really from last April all the way through, into the fall was terrible. We're still incredibly dry. We've missed a lot of the snows this winter. And in the last 3 weeks, the rains that, a lot of people have gotten around us here, we've maybe gotten a half to three-quarter inch total in those three storms. So we're really, really lacking in moisture. That's another thing that kind of gives me some concern that are we stressed with that already, that, the cold conditions were even going to hit us harder. Not a lot we can do. It's really hard to start irrigating in this kind of weather because when you're freezing at night, it runs into problems. So once we get past that, freezing and probably, start irrigating a lot sooner than what we would have normally done.
Your operation, your fields, they're kind of on a hillside. So how does that impact things then when it comes to this for you?
Yeah, so we're planted on the tops of the hills for a reason, and that's to avoid the frost in the spring. That cold air will drain into the valleys and give us some protection in the spring. Sometimes 5 to 10 degrees warmer up here than, just a half a mile down in the valley. So that's the reason we're planted where we are, to try and mitigate some of those.
What are you hearing from growers around you? Anything that's sticking out to you?
Everybody's kind of dealing in the same thing. Guys up north are maybe a little better. They aren't quite as far as us. Been a little cooler, but guys all around the Midwest, Michigan's in the same stage. Guys out east are probably a little farther along than we are. They have not seen the colder conditions that we have, but we've got a long ways to go before we're out of the woods.
We also have to talk about insects or weed control when we think about weather. Those are definitely affected by the weather. So are there any concerns moving into this growing season? Are there maybe some coming out earlier than they normally would? Or what have you been seeing?
We don't think so. We were so dry last year that helped us with a lot of the insect pressure. This year, we don't think we're going to see anything different with our normal pests. The one thing that we're really concerned in this area is it's the 17-year cicada hatch. And we are kind of right in the epicenter of what that could be, a potential really, really damaging year with those. 17 years ago when they hatched, we had a lot of damage. They're kind of a difficult insect to control. What they do is they'll crawl up the trees and they'll sting the branches and lay their eggs in there. And then as those eggs mature, then it'll kill the branch. And in these smaller type trees we have, they could do a tremendous amount of damage to those trees.
Is there any way that you can prepare for that then? Or is it more of a cross your fingers and hope for the best?
We've been really doing a lot of talking. You know, we're really trying to push the envelope in the last 10 years here on going towards, you know, very light chemistry, softer things, you know, trying to be a lot easier on, you know, the whole environment, so we're not using nearly as harsh of chemicals. So that really poses a problem with what we can use to control the cicadas and not really throw the whole thing out of balance that we've worked so hard on the last 10 years, you know, to try and, you know, be easier on the bees, be easier on the predator insects that are out there that help us control the problem insects. And that's a really big concern for us, how we're going to control these this time without throwing everything out of balance.
We talked about pests like insects, but when I hear pests, I also think of deer or other wildlife. So are those an issue for you at all?
A little bit, you know, not much. Our whole entire orchard is fenced, so we've got an 8-foot-tall fence to keep the deer out because, you know, 20 years ago they were such a problem. And the way we grow apples now, we could not grow apples where we are without having them fenced. They would do so much damage. The deer numbers in our area are down significantly from where they were 10 years ago, but even that, you know, a few deer can do a lot of damage in an apple orchard because it's their favorite thing and they just keep coming back. So we have those all fenced out. That helps us control some other things, but, you know, in a winter time with a lot of snow, we can get, you know, rabbits and mouse damage. This past winter, we were, you know, no snow and bare, so that helped kind of mitigate that.
And on kind of the more logistical side of your operation, are you having any hard time finding certain things this year, or do you expect to have a hard time finding things, whether that's herbicide, bags, you name it? There's a lot of behind-the-scenes things that you need as well.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of people don't realize, you know, the amount of things that go into growing a crop, especially out of these specialty crops. Things have gotten a lot better. Last year they were better. This year it appears to be, you know, better supply. And everything seems to be have caught up. There's just a few little things here and there that we're still having issues trying to get, you know, maybe a particular product that we really like. We can't get that, and we've had to substitute something different that's maybe not quite as good, but, you know, we think can get the job done.
How about in terms of shipping or pricing? Are you expecting any issues there?
Shipping, from what I've talked with most of our people we work with, is starting to stabilize a little bit. Pricing, unfortunately, on the apple side of the industry really took a nosedive middle of the season last year and this year, and appears is going to be down this whole entire year unless there's a major weather effect someplace where somebody loses a lot of their crop.
So obviously it's a little early to tell right now, but if you had to kind of project out, what would you say is your overall outlook for the season?
I think, you know, we should be sitting, looking at probably a normal crop, we're hoping. We're a little concerned with, you know, what our tree health and our bud health is coming off of the dry season last year. So what of our, you know, what will those buds look like? Even if we get through, you know, a spring frost and not have any injury there, what we're going to look like there for a crop to set if the trees are strong enough to set a good crop. You know, some rains this spring could really help strengthen those trees. And we've got a little bit of time to hopefully we start to catch up on some of those things. So I think it's, you know, we just always encourage, you know, all the customers to, you know, to try and buy local and visit their local farm markets or orchards as often as they can when the season is on and just enjoy that and enjoy that getting to know those people and building those relationships from a source of produce that they can trust.
That was Steve Lewis, owner of Oakwood Fruit Farm in Richland Center. He says a normal bloom time is around the 5th or 10th of May, and that sets him up to be able to start harvesting around the 10th of September. But he thinks this year they're going to be a bit ahead of schedule. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.